The International Committee of the Red Cross says gunmen have kidnapped a team of its workers in northern Syria. A spokesman for the ICRC in Damascus says the group was abducted on the road near the town of Sarakeb in Idlib province as they were returning to the capital. Six of the people kidnapped are ICRC staffers, and one of them is a volunteer from the Syrian Red Crescent. Syrian media also confirmed the kidnapping, blaming it on foreign-backed insurgents. Kidnappings have become rife, particularly of aid workers and foreign journalists in Idlib province, as well as the rest of northern Syria. Well, joining us now is political commentator Lajos Zasti from Virginia via Skype to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, it is interesting that this obviously comes at a time when the UN Security Council had also said that humanitarian aid should be allowed to get to Syrians unabetted at all times in this conflict. Now we're seeing healthcare workers, volunteers being kidnapped in Syria. What do you think of that?
Well, it's probably, it could be an isolated move by radical terrorists and extremists fighting in Syria just because the vehicles of the Red Cross were clearly marked with the Red Cross, and even though it's a secular symbol, we're talking about the Red Cross itself, but they might have identified as a religious symbol of the West, and these extremists would have targeted the vehicles because of that reason. Another possibility, which cannot be discounted, is that the patrons of these extremist rebels, many of them, many of whom are foreigners, would have liked to send a signal to the international community that they are not very happy with the role of the international community in the conflict. That is, that, for instance, the West is not intervening militarily to support the rebels as they expected after the claims that appear to have been false, that the Syrian government used chemical weapons east of Damascus on August 21st. And there were some foreign powers backing the rebels that were disappointed with that move. They wanted a military intervention so that their rebels would win the war and topple the government of Assad. So in any case, the international community of the Red Cross and the international community should ask the rebels, why are they doing this? And I'm not saying this just for the sake of talking, but they should ask in particular the movement of Ahrar al-Sham, which is the movement, the Islamic movement of the free men of the Levant, that appears to be the strongest rebel group, radical rebel group, between the cities of Idlib and Hama, where the incident happened. The total number of these forces might be even up to 18,700 plus, out of a total of 25,000 that constitute the Islamic front, Syrian Islamic front. And this group, Ahrar al-Sham, constitutes the 75% of this front, Syrian front of rebels. And they should ask their leader, Hassan Abood, alias Abu Abdullah al-Hamawi, who, by the way, back in June went to a radical rally in Egypt to try, probably to try to recruit volunteers. They say that the fourth largest number of rebels or terrorists fighting in Syria are Egyptian. There are many Saudi Arabians too. By the way, Saudi Arabia is a major sponsor of these terrorist groups, and apparently Saudi Arabia might be opposed even to the peace conference of Geneva II planned to be to take place during the second half of November. So the Saudis, let's speculate, might not like this peace process and the chemical weapons disarmament of Syria. They would like to disrupt these processes, and maybe a way to call to the attention of the international community to say that, well, it's very difficult to have, in fact, a peace process because a great part of the rebels are opposed to it, would be by conducting attacks of this sort, in addition, of course, to the terrorist attacks against the TV stations in Damascus that happened today as well.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Lajos Zasti, political commentator there, joining us via Skype from Virginia. It was a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, sir.